Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
COVID restrictions eased as of today. Open enrollment for MassHealth Connector extended. A broadcasting legend has died. And how you can get your hands inside of Bernie's mittens.
Thank God you said mittens.
Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, talk about team spirit. Trey Songz got arrested at the Chiefs-Bills game last night. But he's a Washington football team fan. What gives?
Leroy had your sport.
Yeah, Ali, Jordan, Ruth, Gretzky, it don't matter. Tom Brady is the greatest athlete of all time.
But first, well, the stay-at-home advisory has ended, and the state curfew has been lifted as of 5 a.m. this morning. Governor Baker made the announcement citing stabilizing numbers at the state's hospitals, as well as lower numbers of new daily cases. Now, businesses like restaurants, salons, and gyms can now stay open late, but most businesses, including restaurants, are still limited to 25% capacity, and that's going to stay in place until at least February 8th. Also, gatherings still limited to 10 people indoors, 25 outdoors, and residents are still warned to keep their guard up because of the possibility of a new, more contagious variant of COVID-19. The MassHealth Connector continuing open enrollment until March 23rd. They want to give people additional time to access affordable health insurance, especially those hurt by the impact of COVID-19. It's not just for people who don't have health insurance, but for people who are currently have COBRA coverage. You can go to mahealthconnector.org. Broadcasting legend Larry King has died. He hosted Larry King Live on CNN for over 25 years, retired in 2010 after over 6,000 episodes of the show. No cause of death was given in the statement, but he's had several health issues over the years and was hospitalized with COVID-19 in December. Larry King was 87 years old.
87, and he's looked that same age for about 25 years. My God.
Yeah.
I thought he was in his 80s 20 years ago.
He really did.
Yo, he's so, and by the way, the dude, great broadcaster. Like, I want to be so old and 80 and still on the radio talking like this, trying to relate to young people. But terrible, terrible husband. He was married 8 times to 7 different women. He married one of them twice. And every marriage, ooh, except for his last one, actually went for about 20 years, and it ended in 2019. Mm-hmm. Before that, they all lasted like a year, 2 years, a year, 2 years. He married one lady who was almost 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Like, he was a not good husband
the
at
game
all.
Show that I was on several years ago, that was one of our questions. It was like, which celebrity has been married the most times, and he was on the list.
There should be a lot. Listen, if you
how do you not quit after, like, dude?
No, there should be a
I
law.
I would be done. Yeah.
There, like, should be a law. I don't know what the number is. Maybe 3. I think one divorce, that could happen to anybody, because it happened to me, happened to Pebbles. 2 divorces, okay, well, you know, one's their fault, one's their fault. After about 3, you gotta maybe
marriage isn't for me. Yeah. At that point,
if I run for politics, I'm just gonna throw that in there as a random thing. I'll be like, you're not allowed to marry more than 3 times.
And you can now get your hands on some of Bernie Sanders' now iconic mittens. So the teacher who made them, her name's Jen Ellis, originally had said that she wouldn't be making any more, but decided that she would and auction them off. So she's made 3 pairs: a blue striped pair with the money going to Passion for Paws, a rainbow colored pair with the money going toward her daughter's college fund, and a black and periwinkle pattern pair going to Outright Vermont, supporting LGBTQ youth. And you can go to hot969boston.com to get all the details. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
A new day, a new Kardashian romance. After fueling dating rumors for months, Kourtney and Travis Barker are now official.
Whoa.
It all came out after fans were really quick to point out that on separate Instagram posts from each of them. They had the same background. So they were like, oh, and stalkers figured out that they were both in the same place, vacationing in Palm Springs together. Now, they've actually been casually dating since December, and they haven't exactly been hiding it. Apparently, they've been neighbors and friends for years, but it recently, just recently, turned romantic. And Travis has been interested in Courtney for a long time, but recently decided to put it on her, and it worked. Neither of them have commented publicly. If you sat through all 3 hours of the horrible Salt and Pepper movie over the weekend, you must have really had nothing else to do. That was me. I actually watched the middle of it. It was like an hour and 15. And the first thing I said to myself was, wait, this is 3 hours long? Way too much. But anyways, if you noticed, their DJ Spinderella was noticeably absent throughout most of it, only being played in short spurts by actress Monique Jasmine Paul. Now, as you can expect, Spinderella was not happy and made her opinion heard on Instagram, posting, quote, back when Salt and Pepper was building our legacy, which is rooted in empowering women, I could not have dreamed the same group would one day disempower me. She added she wouldn't be supporting the movie because it's terrible. No, not because it's terrible. It's, quote, there's nothing more acceptable than a woman being silenced by another woman. She is looking forward, though, to telling her side of the story by writing a memoir, adding that 30 plus years is a lot of content and I'm ready to share.
I'm not that interested in the story, though. I got to be honest. Just tell me in one sentence why she's not.
Story?
Nah, and the why Spinderella's not with the group. You can tell me in one sentence, and I'll be satisfied with the answer.
Okay.
I don't care about reading about it in a book.
Well, you can get the Cliff's Notes version. Trey Songz is currently in jail after getting into a fight with a police officer at last night's Kansas City Chiefs game. So witnesses say the whole thing started when Trey was being heckled by fans a few rows behind him, and then he turned around and was yelling at them and asking them to chill out. So a cop came over and approached Trey Songz and, without warning, charged at him. The witness says he was defending himself when he punched the officer in the head and put him in a headlock. In the video, you can hear fans yelling at the officer to get off Trey, and they're like kind of telling Trey to calm down.
What was he doing? Was he going to throw him off a bridge?
He was like punching the cop in the head, and Trey Songz was arrested. He's being held now on charges of trespassing, resisting arrest, both misdemeanors, and for assaulting a police officer. That is a low-grade felony. All right, here is Leroy with sports.
Sad news in the world of sports. Baseball legend Hank Aaron passed away Friday in Atlanta, and he was just, he was 86 years old, but he's a true legend for real.
He was 86, and Larry King was 87.
I know.
He looked like Larry King's son.
He did.
Like, that's amazing. Damn, Larry King looked terrible for his age.
Right?
Cleveland.
The Bruins offense finally showed up over the weekend as they beat the Flyers 6-1. In the NBA, the Miami Heat will use COVID-19 sniffing dogs to screen fans at games. I'm going to use it, too, for my Godzilla vs. King Kong movie night. Conor McGregor got knocked out.
Ireland.
Jaylen Brown scored 33 points in under 20 minutes, which is the most by a player in the shot clock era. And the Celtics went on to put the Cavs to sleep 141-103. In the NFL, the Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24. And you already know. Hit the audio, please. Tom Brady and the Bucks. They beat the Packers 31-26. But with the win, my boy, your boy, actually my cousin, Tom Brady. If he ain't the greatest athlete of all time, then he's most definitely in the conversation.
I'm so excited to be a Buck.
I don't know what folks are talking about. 21 seasons, 10 Super Bowl appearances.
Greatest football player. Greatest quarterback of all time.
I don't want to hear it. You can say Tracy McGrady. You can say Slim Shady, a little baby. It don't matter. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
Greatest football player.
Greatest athlete of all time.
He's not the greatest athlete.
Tiger Woods.
Listen,
it again for the people in the back.
Listen. Mount Rushmore sports, Brady is in it. He's not on it because there's a new level.
Yes.
The Mount Brady.
Listen,
he's all by himself right now.
I agree. The longevity factor is huge.
Yes, 43.
And that's part of being an amazing athlete.
I understand that. But Tom Brady, even Tom Brady will admit he's not the greatest athlete of all time.
He's just being humble.
That's what makes him amazing. That's part of what makes him amazing.
The dot of man, Tom Brady.
Yep.
Anyway, Celtics Bulls tonight at 9, and Jason Tatum is expected to be back with the team, and that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. So Andrew's a surgeon in New Hampshire and has a habit of taking off his wedding ring when he changes his clothes and scrubs. Well, one day he got home and realized he lost the ring. He's been married 13 years. His wife always kind of joked with him that he would lose it. Well, the good news is his ring was found. Although it's not 100% good news because it was found by a septic company in a septic tank. The company says that they get tons of inquiries actually about lost rings. The company brought the ring to a jeweler to have it cleaned and appraised, reunited it with Andrew, who has now bought a $5 ring to wear to work.
Maybe he dropped it in a patient, and the patient went to the bathroom and they had a septic system, and that's where the ring
that's
ended up.
That's really disgusting.
Either way, man, if I ever lost my ring and a septic company found it, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. You can keep it.
that's your good news in this report made hot by Planet Fitness. Make your move into 2021 at Planet Fitness for no enrollment fee now through January 27th.
Oh, money time.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.